And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Did you know that Carolina is the only college basketball program in the country with a JV team? I didn't. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Dave DeWitt, who was a muckety-muck with National Public Radio but used to be part of the old Go Heels team, wrote a great piece recently on the NPR website about Carolina basketball. Not the varsity Tar Heels, mind you. DeWitt wrote about the other UNC team, the junior varsity squad that still plays here against any opponent it can find, junior colleges, prep teams, and some high schools like P.J. Histon's Dudley Panthers every year. DeWitt revealed that no such other JV team exists because of expenses and Title IX issues at schools, small, medium, and large. At Carolina, they keep it going because Dean Smith wanted it that way almost 40 years ago. Remember those freshman teams loaded with highly recruited talent that could not join the varsity until their sophomore years in college? The games were great, almost filling Carmichael Auditorium as a sneak peek at the studs who would move up to the big team the next year. In one such game in the old blue heaven, Bill Guthridge coached the Carolina Frosh with Lee Dedman in a nip-and-tuck affair against Duke and former Pennsylvania schoolboy star Dick DiVincenzo. The crowd was wild and the game went down to the last shot. I can't remember who won, but that's the point. It was as close to pure amateurism as you can get. When freshmen became eligible for the 1973 season, Smith recognized that half of the old Frosh teams that were made up of student walk-ons would not have anywhere to play organized basketball beyond intramurals, so he made it a JV team and held tryouts in October every year. Once in a while, Smith discovered a walk-on who would help the varsity in the future, but mainly he wanted a team represented by the student body, and he rewarded one or two with a roster spot on the nationally ranked Tar Heels the next season. The team was always coached by one of Smith's assistants, who gained valuable experience practicing running his own program. Roar Williams, who played for the 1969 Tar Heel Frosh, was one of those coaches. When Williams went to Kansas, he tried to start up a JV, but the school would not let him. Upon returning to Chapel Hill in 2003, he was delighted the JV team still existed. And he says it will as long as he's the head coach of the varsity Tar Heels. This is Art Chansky. See ya.